Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, May 25th, 2006. The army installs a military checkpoint at Timon village entrance and arrests a resident from Beita village and turns a house into a military post. The army installs a new military watchtower at Al Arab refugee camp in Hebron. Four residents arrested from Borkan village in Jenin. The army arrests two residents in Bethlehem and invades Nablus and arrests several residents, among them the wife of a wanted man. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army installed a military checkpoint at the entrance of Timon village, east of the West Bank city of Tubas, Thursday morning. Soldiers stopped residents and cars, searched them, and checked the ID cards of the passengers. Several residents were detained at the checkpoint, local sources said. Troops chased cars that tried to bypass the checkpoint on a nearby farm road, the sources added. The Israeli army invaded the village of Beita, south of the West Bank city of Nablus, arrested two residents, and turned a house into a military post Thursday morning. Ehsan Adli, 50, who works as a Palestinian Authority national security officer, was arrested along with his son after troops searched their home. Both were taken to unknown locations, the family reported. Soldiers took over a house in the village, detaining the family in one room before using the roof as a military post, local sources reported. The Israeli army has installed a new military watchtower at Al Arab refugee camp in the West Bank city of Hebron Thursday morning. The watchtower's installation was completed today and was built on land belonging to Ibrahim Tokar from the nearby village of Beit Omer, residents reported. The army has now put the camp under total siege. Soldiers are searching anyone passing the tower, checking ID cards, the residents added. The Israeli army arrested four residents from the village of Borkan near the West Bank city of Jenin Thursday at dawn. The arrestees were identified as Mustafa Sobeh, 20, Majdi Massad, 20, Raji Amodi, 27, Kaiser Abu Ghanem, 30. All were taken to unknown destinations, villagers said. More than 20 army vehicles invaded the village and soldiers conducted house-to-house searches before arresting the four, the villagers added. Two residents were arrested when troops invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Thursday at dawn. Fathi Ramadan, 20, and Samir Al-Laham, 27, were arrested when troops invaded the city from several directions and moved towards the Nativity Church area in the city center. Soldiers stormed several homes and attacked the two residents during their searches, and also the son and son-in-law of one of the arrested was attacked. The injured were taken to Beit Jala Hospital for treatment, local sources reported. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and Balata refugee camp and arrested residents, among them the wife of a wanted man, on Thursday morning. Those known from the arrestees are Jamili al-Kawag, Ayad Abu al-Adas from the Old City area, Abdul al-Rahman Hatnawi, and the wife of Fadi Kafisha, because the army claims her husband is wanted. Troops searched homes, forced residents and their children outside, detaining families for several hours, causing terror amongst the children, eyewitnesses said, in order to force them to surrender. This type of intimidation is illegal under international law. According to some women previously arrested for such purposes, soldiers forced them to remain standing for long hours and tortured them before they were released from the nearby Hawara military post. The Israeli army has arrested one resident from the West Bank city of Hebron during an invasion in one of the city neighborhoods on Thursday. Army vehicles and troops stormed Akbet al-Nakla neighborhood in the city and searched the home of Izzat al-Turki, 22. He was then arrested and taken to an unknown location, his family said. Turki is a student at the local university, the family added. The Israeli army stormed Al-Bad Cultural Museum in the West Bank city of Bethlehem and severely damaged the site Thursday morning. Soldiers bombed the door of the museum and forced their way inside. They searched the premises and destroyed many artifacts, including ancient and historical ones, local sources reported. This attack comes as another episode in the case of lawlessness that the Israeli army is in, as attacking historical sites and holy places is forbidden under international law. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Tarina Aguilar and Hassan Benoura.